sit again this week. Okay, will you guys pray with me before we begin? Lord, here I am. Use my mind and my voice, my heart for your glory. Let your truth be spoken through me with clarity and love, and open the ears and hearts of those who are listening so that your word may take root and bear fruit. Make us attentive to your spirit and let everything done here today point to you alone. Amen.
Amen.
Last week we talked about Elijah, about fear, exhaustion, loneliness, and the God who whispers. But today we're going to talk about how we respond to that whisper. How do we live? How do we walk? How do we fight our battles? Not with panic, not with self-reliance, not with our fists, but with praise. Because praise is not just about singing on Sunday morning. Praise is not about a perfect voice or a perfect life. Praise is a posture. Praise is a weapon. It is a way of walking through life when life does not look praiseworthy. Praise, mostly of God, is a frequent theme in Psalms, the Hebrew title of which is praises. Yet praise is a theme that pervades the whole of Scripture. Genesis 1 is indirect praise. Direct praise is found in hymns scattered through the books of Exodus, 2 Samuel, Isaiah, Daniel, Ephesians, and Revelation. Words that are often used as synonyms or in parallel with praise, and so help point to its meaning, are things like bless, exalt, extol, glorify, magnify, thank, and confess. To praise God is to call attention to his glory. There's an amazing song that I've been listening to on repeat lately. It's called Surrounded by Michael W. Smith. Has anyone else heard that song? You're going to hear it later too. The song is one of those that just repeats the same few phrases over and over, as though the artist really wants to get their point across. One of the phrases is, "This is how I fight my battles." But the question is how? With noise? With control? With busyness? With force? No, we fight our battles with praise. The song starts by Michael saying, "The word says, for the spirit of heaviness, put on the garment of praise." That's how we fight our battles. So let's look at some scripture about praise, shall we? David says in Psalms 34:1, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be on my lips." David wrote that while running for his life. He was not comfortable. Not when everything made sense. David was running from King Saul of Israel, who was trying to kill him out of jealousy. Praise at all times means to praise in the morning, in the midnight hour, when you understand God, when you don't. Praise when the blessing is obvious, and praise when the battlefield is unclear. And just like Elijah discovered, God is close enough to whisper. But here's today's truth. If God is close enough to whisper, then we are close enough to praise. Every moment of our day becomes holy. Every breath becomes praise. So point one of today is, praise is not a reaction. It is a decision. Praise does not wait for the circumstances to improve. David said, "I will bless the Lord at all times." Remember, that is a reaction, not a decision. Some of us live life waiting for it to get better before we praise. We say, "I'll praise when the diagnosis changes, when the finances are better, when the stress is gone, when my kids behave, or when my job gets easier, or even when my marriage gets smoother." But church, if you wait for everything to line up before you praise, you will live your entire life without it. Praise is a choice in the middle of the valley. Has anyone heard of the singer Brandon Lake? Okay. I know.
Girl, I got you.
Okay. He released this song in 2020 called Gratitude, which says, "I throw up my hands and praise you again and again, because all that I have is a hallelujah. Not because life is perfect, but because God is worthy." When life feels like it's closing in on you, throw up your hands and surrender and praise him. Praise him with a shout or with a whisper. It doesn't matter. Just praise him. This brings me to point number two. Praise shifts the atmosphere before it shifts your situation. We see this in Acts 16. Paul and Silas, they're stripped, beaten, and chained in a prison cell. They have every reason to despair, every reason to stay silent. But at midnight, scripture says, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. They didn't praise after the chains fell off. The chains fell off after they praised. Here's the kingdom truth. Praise often breaks things that panic never will. Sometimes praise breaks fear. Sometimes praise breaks anxiety. Sometimes praise breaks lies the enemy has been whispering to you. Praise does not just shift your situation, it shifts your soul. This reminds me of another verse from Michael W. Smith with the song Surrounded. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. Praise helps you see what is invisible. Praise helps you perceive what you couldn't see before. It also reminds you that you are not alone. You are not abandoned. You are not forgotten. You are surrounded by the presence of God. Point three, praise is a weapon when you don't feel strong. Elijah in 1 Kings 19 felt empty. He felt depleted, he felt done. And God didn't preach a sermon to him first. He restored him with food and rest, because you cannot praise well when you are starved spiritually or starved physically. Some of us need to hear this. Rest is not the opposite of praise. Rest prepares your heart for praise. Praise is not pretending to be strong. Praise is acknowledging God's strength instead of your own. Sometimes your hallelujah is weak. Sometimes it's shaky. Sometimes it sounds like a whisper more than a shout. But God is moved by the honest hallelujah. Another line from the song Gratitude is, I know it's not much, but I have nothing else fit for a king, except for a heart singing hallelujah. God is not waiting for perfection. He's waiting for surrender. Point four, praise is a posture of a life that trusts the whisper. In 1 Kings 19, Elijah learned that God was not in the wind, or in the earthquake, or in the fire, but in the whisper. Praise is what we give God after we hear the whisper. Praise is what we give God while we wait for the next whisper. Praise is what we give God even when he is silent, because his silence is not absence. I'm going to repeat that. His silence is not absence. When we praise, it says, I know you are God, even when I don't know what you're doing. Praise says, your whisper, God, is enough for my obedience. Maybe you've had seasons like Elijah, seasons where you wanted God to yell because you were overwhelmed, and yet God whispered. Maybe he whispered through a conversation, through a verse, through a moment of stillness, maybe through a song in your car. I want to share something personal with you, because Josh and I have walked through the valley too. One of the hardest valleys in our marriage was in 2014. Our fourth son, Jonah, was 18 months old, and we found out we were pregnant again. To say we were ecstatic would be an understatement. Anyone who has a large family knows of the things that are said when you tell people you are expecting. You know what causes that. You know the world is overpopulated. What are you going to do if it's another boy? We kept this pregnancy to ourselves, and before we were comfortable sharing the news with anyone other than a few close friends and family, we suffered a miscarriage. It was a quiet grief, the kind where life keeps moving, but your heart feels like it's stopping. And in that space, we heard things from our family. Well, you have four other kids. It's not like you were 6 months along. You can always try again. These people were family and close friends, and they meant well. But sometimes the words people offer don't help. They actually hurt. Because the way you care for someone who is grieving is not by explaining their pain away. It is by simply being present in it with them. Your presence is often more healing than your opinions and your words. And in moments like that, it is so easy to get pulled into the world's response, to get swept away in questions, confusion, numbness, even bitterness. It's easy to let the pain speak louder than the promises of God. But the biblical response, while you're in the valley, the life-giving response, is still praise. Not because the loss was good, not because Josh and I did not grieve, but because even in a heartbreak, God was still worthy. And praise reminded us of that. Praise held us when we could not hold ourselves. Praise kept us anchored when everything else was shaking. And I learned in that season that praise is something, sometimes not a shout. It is a whisper through tears, but it's still praise. Songs like Surrounded in Gratitude, those songs weren't written for perfect days. They were written for prison cells, for broom trees, for late night tears, for anxiety-filled mornings, for seasons you feel surrounded. But the truth is, you are surrounded by Him. Point five, praise is the sound of your faith growing up. Babies cry out for what they need. Children demand what they want. But the mature believer learns to praise regardless of what they see. Praise is the sound of spiritual maturity, because praise declares that God is good, God is faithful, He is near, He is working, God is with me. Even when life looks like the opposite, praise is not the absence of conflict. It is the presence of God within the conflict. So, what does praise look like through life? Here are some practical ways to praise your way through life. Number one, praise in the morning before you scroll. A whispered thank you before the world gets too loud and God's whisper becomes difficult to hear. Number two, praise while you work. Turn your mundane moments into worship moments. While you're driving to work, turn up your music and praise God on the way. Number three, praise when you're tired. A quiet hallelujah while folding the laundry, doing the dishes, or while scrubbing the bathtub, totally counts. Number four, praise when life disappoints. Not because you feel like it, but because God hasn't changed. He is still the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Number five, praise when you don't know what to do. Praise keeps your heart open to God's whisper. This is how you praise through life. Praise is not a moment, but praise is a rhythm. It's the heartbeat of life. Some of you this morning feel surrounded by stress, by fear, by uncertainty, by decisions you don't want to make, or by outcomes you cannot control. But here's the truth. You fight your battles with praise. You lift up your hands, not because life is easy, but because life, or because God is worthy. You offer your hallelujah even when it's the only thing you feel like you have to give. Because it may look like you're surrounded, but you're surrounded by Him. So this week, reflect on these questions. Where do you need to replace worry with worship? Where do you need to stop complaining and start praising? Where is God inviting you to fight your battles with a hallelujah instead of anxiety? Church, praise is not a performance. It's a weapon. It's a lifestyle. And the same God who whispered to Elijah in 1 Kings 19 is the God who hears your song today. So before we close in prayer and go on with our day, I just want to take a moment to respond, a moment to breathe, a moment to posture ourselves towards God. Instead of having Shannon come up today and play for us, I wanted to do something a little different. I wanted us to listen to the song and sing Surrounded by Michael W. Smith. This song is simple. It is just a few phrases repeated over and over, but sometimes the simplest words are the ones that sink the deepest. This is a perfect song to close your eyes, to breathe, to let the noise of life fade away, and to posture your heart in praise before God. Because the message of this song is the message of today. This is how I fight my battles, with praise, with surrender, with trust. So as this song plays, I want to invite you